The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Therefore I send you prophets, sages, and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town, so that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly, I tell you, all this will come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
As you know, our celebration of Christmas continues. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we celebrated the Feast of the Incarnation, pondering the Word that became flesh and lived among us. On the day after Christmas, there seems to be, on the surface, a sharp turn. We've gone from candles lit and silent night sung to red vestments and paraments as we hear of the death of Stephen. And if you can believe it or not, this is the first time the Feast of St. Stephen has landed on a Sunday since I've been ordained. Other Christmas feasts have landed on Sunday, but not this particular feast. So you may recall me saying over the years that on the 26th of December, we have St. Stephen, the 27th, St. John, evangelist and apostle, and on the 28th, we have the Holy Innocents. They all immediately follow Christmas Day because they show us the different ways in which we can be a martyr. Because when we think of martyr, I think we always think of someone like Stephen, right? Someone who dies a violent death, or they're killed because of their faith. But the Greek word for martyr literally translates as witness. So following Christmas Day, the church is showing us the different ways in which we could be a witness. Like Stephen, killed for your faith. Like John, the apostle, evangelist, lives a long life, does not have to die a violent death, does not have to be killed for his faith. And in the Holy Innocents, they don't even choose to be a martyr, right? But they bear witness to Christ. So Stephen fits our stereotypical understanding of martyr. He is killed for the faith. But who is Stephen? Right? We got a bit of it in our second lesson. We go back to Acts chapter 6. The disciples were growing in number. There are some complaints in the community. The complaints amongst Greek-speaking Jews against the Hebraic Jews, because the Greek-speaking Jews felt that their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 apostles gathered the disciples and said, it's not right for us to neglect God's word, to wait on tables. And so the apostles proposed, elect 7 people to handle this. So Stephen is a deacon. And if you've noticed, we have something in our church that's underway called Stephen's Ministry, right? You notice what their mission and ministry is about. Care, one-to-one care for people in the community, in the congregation, making sure people who need to be ministered to are not going to be neglected, right? So we have the appointment of the first 7 deacons. And then what we hear today is how Stephen is eventually arrested and killed. But Stephen's faithfulness to the way of Jesus Christ enables him to speak boldly. And that's a humbling witness when sometimes it's easier in our world to remain quiet when we really should say something. But Stephen does not hesitate to proclaim the truth, even if those who are going to hear it are not going to like it. It's not a call to be bold by stating how we feel. It's a call to be bold in standing up for what is right, in proclaiming the good news and the values that come with it. It might not always be comfortable or convenient to proclaim that word or to hear that word, but Stephen bears witness to the necessity of needing it to be said. Now, I do believe some in American churches use this call to be bold in the gospel, to weaponize the gospel, and under the guise of a martyr, really becomes a bully. Stephen, if you notice, is not a bully. Stephen, if you notice, is not weaponizing anything. Stephen is following the way of Jesus all the way, in a sense, even though he's stoned to death, he follows Jesus and emulates Jesus all the way to his own death. He doesn't fight the evil that's pushed back against him with more evil and violence. He's pushing back against it with love and peace. He shows us that we defy the evil forces of this world with love. We do not seek to persecute others or desire revenge on our oppressors. What does Stephen even do? He prays for those who persecute him. While Stephen was being stoned, he says, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he died. Stephen is showing us how to imitate Christ in the world. And when we really sit back and think about it, it is not easy. Notice how closely he's imitating Christ. Doesn't Jesus on the cross pray for those who's persecuting him? Doesn't Jesus on the cross commend his spirit to God? And what did we hear Stephen do in Acts? Commends his spirit. Stephen prays for those who are persecuting him while he commends his spirit. Should draw us back to what it means to follow the way of Jesus all the way to the cross. Now, on Christmas morning, I mentioned how Christmas is not just about the birth of Christ. It's about the new birth for all of us. We're made new, and we're part of a new creation in Christ. So Stephen's not only showing us a way to follow and a way to imitate Christ, Stephen is showing us what it means to be a new human in Christ, a new way of being human. Peace and love would be the driving force for Stephen and all the martyrs of the church. So in our continued celebration of Christmas, Stephen certainly shows us a possibility of what it means to follow Christ, but certainly the necessity that we must boldly say what needs to be said, stand for what we must stand for, longing for God's peace and justice to reign supreme in the world, even if persecution and death could be the result. In our contemporary history, I think of Martin Luther King Jr. as an example, a Christian who had a bold message that not everybody wanted to hear, Some people thought it was too much. Some people said it was too soon, too fast. But standing for the gospel and proclaiming a sense of justice that's God's justice for the world, Martin Luther King Jr. did much of what Stephen did, and he was rebuked. And like Stephen, his faithfulness made him a martyr. The good news of Christmas is that Christ came into the world to make all things new. As we sing in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, born to give us second birth. It's not just about remembering the birth of Christ. It's about living into our new birth as part of the body of Christ sent out into the world. And even though we fall short, even though we are broken and we are sinners, what is that? We're not singing it today, but in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, we hear risen with healing in his wings. And we have that image in our gospel that Jesus wants to gather all of us, even those who try to get in the way of the gospel, as like a hen into his wings. So we have good news and hope for all people. Stephen preached good news and was an imitator of Christ. We're called to be the same. So perhaps this feast following Christmas Day is to be a sobering reminder for the church that we cannot just accept part of the story of Jesus. But if we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ, then we need to be aware that if we're following the child in the manger, that journey is going to lead us all the way to the cross. But the good news is that when we get to the cross, there's also an empty tomb. Particularly in our society, on this day, the day after Christmas Day, people by and large will go back to business and life as usual. But if this is about new birth in Christ, then we can't go back. We can't go back. If we take the Christmas message seriously, then our life of faith will at times be joyful and it will at times be difficult. But the good news is that even in the grimmest of circumstances, we are not afraid because Christ is with us. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. That's a reminder that Stephen offers for us today. We do not just share the good news of Christmas, but like Stephen, we embody it. The way of Jesus is not just a holiday. It's not a day of the week. But it permeates all aspects of our lives. And those lives are an extension of the love, mercy, and forgiveness that we have received with Christ that we're called to share with others. Beloved children of God, the new creation is unleashed. Saint Stephen is a martyr and a witness to us. He could not contain what it meant to be part of the new creation he found himself to be a part of in Jesus Christ. So as a Christmas people, let us bear witness to the God who is with us, the God who sustains us, and the God who loves us so much that even death itself will not be able to separate us from our God. Let us bear witness to our God like Stephen by being imitators of Christ, sharing the love of Jesus, not just for a day, not just for a season, but all the days of our lives. Merry Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen.